Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How Small Businesses Master Future Trends Without Costly Mistakes. Now, let's get started with today's show. Here's something that drives me crazy. Most small businesses are like kids in a candy store when it comes to trends. They see AI, social commerce, NFTs, the metaverse, and they want it all. Meanwhile, their smart competitors are quietly using a simple filter to invest only in trends that actually grow their bottom line. The difference? One group chases shiny objects, the other solves real problems. Let me share three rules that separate the winners from the wasters. First, the three-year rule. Here's your litmus test for any trend. Will my customers still need this solution in 2027? If you can't confidently say yes, walk away. This simple question eliminates about 80% of those flashy, short-term distractions that drain your budget and focus. When you think long-term, you invest in sustainable growth, not quick fixes. Second, the customer-first filter. Start with your existing customer problems, then find trends that solve them. Never adopt technology just because your competitors are doing it. That's like wearing someone else's prescription glasses and wondering why everything looks blurry. Your customers have unique pain points. Measure every trend's potential against those actual problems, not against what looks cool on LinkedIn. Third, the budget test. Set aside maximum 10% of your marketing budget for trend testing. Choose one trend per quarter, not five simultaneously. Test small. Measure results ruthlessly, then scale what works or abandon what doesn't. This protects your cash flow while keeping you innovative. Here's a perfect example. I know a local bakery that ignored social media trends for years, but when customers started asking about online ordering, they didn't jump on TikTok dances. Instead, they invested in simple delivery app integration. Result? 40% revenue increase because they solved an actual customer need, not chased vanity metrics. Your action step this week. List your top three customer complaints, then research which current trends directly address those specific problems. That's how you future-proof smartly. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.